www.blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Catching up with our friend Don Ecker of the once and only and original Dark Matters radio show, Accept No Substitutes, with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. You were about to tell a story. You were watching one of those documentaries or reality shows, I guess, on one of those channels.
And this show, and I got to tell you, when I first turned it on, I got a little excited. It was purportedly a scientific investigation into an incident that they claimed happened off the coast of South Africa, where a fishing boat was attacked by some sea predator and sunk. And I'm thinking, oh boy, this looks exciting. So I went ahead and I watched the whole thing. It was on Megalodon. The prehistoric shark still lives. And it was about their search to find out if they could, in fact, lure this 75 to 100, maybe 120 foot shark back up, if, in fact, it was down there. And I watched this whole damn show for 2 hours, the whole time thinking, these guys, you know, God, they've got to be Captain Courageous and then some, if this is legit. Not a thing to suggest it was not legitimate until it was yesterday. I saw a story, I think it was on Yahoo, that there was a lot of outrage about this show because it was, the whole thing was like hunting for a mermaid a few months ago. Do you remember that?
Just very dimly.
So, well, the bottom line is, you know, we're being fed crap from all corners, and you can't even today believe anything that's in the news or these, like this documentary. There's an excellent possibility that some scumbag producer and outfit is just
Bob Kiviat.
Bamboozle you, you know?
Remember, Don, Alternative 3 back in the 70s?
Which, incidentally, Bill Cooper, for a long time, was telling everybody was the real deal. Yeah, sure I do. Absolutely. So, you know, this kind of stuff, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting older and I have less patience, but, you know, it irritates me to no end.
As I said, you can't keep a good fraud down. You wonder, what about getting the legitimate information out there if you have to keep fighting this?
Well, there's really, I mean, you can only do what you can do. I don't have a television production company. I can't go on TV. I can't, you know, unless I'm invited. I've got a radio show, just like you guys have a radio show. And I do what I can within that venue. And then it's up to the audience whether they accept what I'm presenting or not. But I will not, and never have I ever, presented something I knew to be absolutely balderdash. I just won't do it. I could have done it, and I've been approached to do it, but there's something in me that just will not allow that to happen.
Yeah, well, I wish everybody felt that way. I totally agree with you, Don. I've turned down, I don't know how many opportunities to get even more, or I guess it would be Warholian fame, for lack of a better term. And if the intention is not, I think, up on the level, if the motives aren't pure, people shouldn't do things. If there's any question in your mind, you need to ask questions when these production companies come knocking on your door. You need to find out, ascertain if they're a part of the problem or part of the solution. And I think more and more we're seeing, you know, there's such a glut of this type of programming now. I think people are getting more and more outlandish with their ideas, and it's, you know, like chasing with werewolves. That's going to be a real good one. I can't wait to see that. It just, you know, Hollywood is looking to fill the spaces between commercials, and people have to remember that.
Absolutely. Now, I'll give you another example of a guy that I tried to bring on DMR, on Dark Matters Radio. There's a apparently a fairly well-known site out there called Veterans Today.
And Bill Gordon Duff.
The senior editor is a guy by the name of Gordon Duff. Now, they had, along with a long litany of anti-Semitic stories that they've run, I guess, since they've been up there, primarily anti-Israel stories, every once in a while, this guy will toss in a real UFO potboiler zinger. And a few months ago, and I wrote them a very polite, very nice letter, and I explained to them who I was, and I would like to interview Mr. Duff. And I waited for a while, and I followed that letter up with another letter and never heard from them. Well, the other day, about not quite a week ago, a buddy of mine sent me a link to a news story that was being featured up on their site. So I went to it, and I read it, and the title of the story was Chinese Alignment with Hostile Alien Force Brings a Pacific War Threat. And, you know, and suddenly it became crystal clear to me why these guys never got back in touch with me. Because let me tell you what, if I could have gotten one of their representatives on a story like that, I would chew on it like a Rottweiler on a T-bone steak. And, you know, of course, they can throw any kind of crap out there with impunity because they basically have nobody they have to answer to, and if anybody does approach them, they just don't acknowledge it. So that's what you're dealing with in today's 21st century life.
Yeah, and to have a website that pretends to have the gravitas that Veterans Today does, I find it, you know, to be a young kid growing up now, getting all your news from the internet, it's very difficult for them to differentiate between what's real, what may be real, and what is just pure BS. And unfortunately, it's getting the line between those three areas it's getting more and more blurred. And to be a kid trying to, you know, separate the signal from the noise, like we attempt to do here on the Paracast and you do on your show, Dark Matters, it's getting really difficult. And unfortunately, these people are operating with impunity, and if they won't stand behind what they say and get a chance to be, you know, journalistically challenged about this stuff, I mean, what recourse do we have?
Well, today there is about zero places to go to get viable news from. Maybe a couple of places to get a hint of what's going on, but if you want the real news, you know what I do? I go to European newspapers. And of course, you know, probably 75-80% of that, you know, I think is probably propaganda, but at least they will hit on subjects that here in the States these days are basically persona non grata.
You know, that raises a bigger issue here, which is one way you can find a really interesting variation or viewpoint on how things happen in the United States is, for example, to check the BBC, see how they view us in the UK and how they view us in Europe. But any English language news site overseas, you'll find you almost live in a different and an alien world. And I presume that's the same thing with the way we react to them. It really is kind of strange, kind of unusual. We're playing catch up here. We've got
Don Ecker joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, our old friend Don Ecker of the once and original Dark Matters radio show, Accept No Substitutes. You maybe should have a logo drawn up there and submit it to Sirius XM Radio, and maybe they'll have an answer. I don't want to go back into that again. We're talking here about truth, justice, and the American way, and also about how the United States is perceived overseas. and why maybe to get a better picture of what's going on in this world, we should be looking at news sources, not just here, but elsewhere. Because, you know, in the United States, one of the problems with news, especially broadcast news, is that one day the programming chiefs on the radio and TV stations and the cable stations realized that you can make money from news. It used to be in the public interest, but now you make money from it. So if you make money from it, you are maybe tempted to color the information to present your corporate point of view, your personal point of view, or just do something that makes a living. So look at those pathetic, for example, reality shows about UFOs. And we mentioned, of course, one of the worst offenders chasing UFOs, where two of the co-hosts disavowed the show. Ain't it awful, Don?
Well, that brings a thought up to me. You know, back in 1992, and, I, you know, I've mentioned this a number of times on the Paracast. The story that I broke first, actually, on NBC on hard copy, and then on Larry King Live with CNN, was the STS-48 shuttle story. Now, the night that I was down at CNN, I met and had a brief chat with a guy that was then and still today, although he no longer is with CNN, a very well-known national and international reporter. And we had a pleasant little chat, and we were talking about this story, the shuttle video story. I asked him, I said, well, where do you come down on this stuff? Do you think that there's anything to this? And, of course, this was off the record, but the guy said, oh, yeah. He said, I know that there's something to this. He said, and I don't remember exactly how he explained it to me, but he had a couple of people come to him with a couple of incidents that they themselves witnessed, people that he knew very well, people that he trusted very deeply. They were just simply amazed, and they didn't know what to make out of it. And he told me, he said, look, he said, yeah, he said, there is probably something very profound here. So then I, once again, boy, and I was naive back in those days. I said, well, if you, as far as you're concerned, know that there's something to this, then why don't you do a story on it? And the guy kind of looked at me, and he said, what do you got against me? And I said, what do you mean? He said, if I tried to do something like that, they'd fire me. Oh, okay. So so there you go. Now, why? Now, you think about the implications of what that guy told me. Why would he be fearful of getting fired for simply doing what they pay him to do, which is research a news story? Why? Well, the bottom line is that, and I've maintained this for years, whatever it is about that phenomenon, unidentified flying objects, I didn't say spaceships, I said unidentified flying objects, whatever it is about that, it's poison, and it's a suicide pill for anybody in the mainstream to approach it, except if you have your tongue planted firmly in cheek.
Good point, Don. It just shows you how the lines are being blurred. And like I said, man, these young kids, they don't know the difference between, you know, what is real and what is fabrication or what is some sort of, you know, just totally out of control spin. And it makes it more and more difficult for real hard-knuckle journalism to be utilized here in the 21st century. It's getting worse and worse.
Well, sure. Look at what news stories are featured today. And I mean, just go up to Yahoo and just see what they have on their front page on Yahoo. And I mean, and as a matter of fact, I was laughing my tail end off this morning when Vicky came out this morning and was getting a cup of coffee. And I was just sitting there shaking my head. And she said, what's wrong? And I said, you're not going to believe this. And I showed her. They had a front page news story on the correct way to roll up your pant legs. And they had this guy apparently sitting out in some grassy field with his leg crossed over his other leg with his jeans rolled up. Now, when you have the economic problems that we have today, for example, you still have U.S. embassies across the entire Middle East shut down because of a fear of terrorist attacks. And you have all these other big stories that are swirling about the periphery, and you get a news story like how to roll up your damn pants. I mean, that should tell you something right there.
Yeah. Well, maybe they should use kerosene so the ants don't go up the pant leg and bite their candy asses.
Maybe. That's possible.
Oh, well. So what can I say, folks? It's a crazy world.
Sorry about that, Gene. I couldn't resist.
Well, I know. You're ornery again. And somebody's going to take anything you say and engage in what we call the one-sentence freakout. You're going to go crazy. I mean, the one example of that, just to be parenthetical about it. So, what was it, a few weeks ago, Chris, you sent me a link to an article online where someone makes an interesting suggestion that Roswell and Aztec are all based in the same case. You made a little mistake. You gave the wrong author's name because the author happens to participate on this particular site. We won't mention his name because they've already started to freak out on this. So I was notified of this. We corrected the error, a week or two later. Say, okay, well, it wasn't clear on the site who wrote what. And now they're still freaking out over that. There's one guy who actually used to be on the PowerCast fairly regularly. He's complaining because you and I didn't grovel and admit our great fault in daring to name the wrong author of an article that had a very reasonable suggestion.
Well, again, you really have to be declarative and stand behind your work. Don't leave any room for misinterpretation. That's, I think, kind of the rule of journalism. You know, it's unfortunate that websites sometimes take this weird prerogative, like an editorial prerogative, and they go ahead and post stuff, and then they don't really let you know who was actually behind the posting.
We'll get into more of some of these problems in a moment. We have Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered
Barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So one of the issues there, Chris O'Brien, and by the way, we have Don Ecker with us this week. One of the issues here is that some of these sites and blogs, they don't have real contact information. Like, you know, if you go to OurStrangePlanet.com, that's Chris's blog, and you select Contact Chris. There's a contact form there. In fact, I helped him set it up. I know it's there, and you can send him a letter. You can also post comments to his articles. If you go to theparacast.com, you go to our forum at forum.theparacast.com, there's a way to contact us. Our names are there. We're not hiding anything. Now, I understand sometimes people want to remain anonymous because they may be issues with their work or elsewhere where they don't want people to be aware of who and what they are. That's okay. We respect
there's
that.
There's a term for that, Gene.
It's called chicken.
Chicken manure.
Yes, we understand that. In fact, I have to remember to play the chicken sound. That's the sound we play every time we mention the name of a guest who won't appear on the show. Like we want to add that to Whitley Strieber, for example. And by the way, the person who you mistakenly credited Chris with writing that article about Aztec and Roswell, he won't come on the PowerCast and defend himself about anything.
Well, the invitation's always out there, so whenever you want to come on, Tony, let us know.
Now this could be another freak out, by the way. Because we didn't spend one sentence discussing this. We spent, what, a few paragraphs. So,
whoa.
This is, yeah, we're in trouble now. Oh, for heaven's sake.
A lot of things I'd like to talk to him about, but moving right along.
You know, incidentally, I can say that on DMR, Gene.
Well, that's right. By the way, this Dark Matters Radio is uncensored. I don't know about the other one. The invitation to...
Well, the other one you've got to pay for. Okay. I've got years and years of shows that you can just go in, download, listen to. But, you know, the other one, unless you're a member and have a subscription to the Sirius Radio Network and XM, you can't hear it. So there it is.
That's it. So you have to be a subscriber to satellite radio, which limits where in the world you can hear this show unless there's an online version.
Now, you know, the other night, now this is just as an aside, but the other night, I had a best of show running, and I guess it was about 10:15, 10:20. I was locking up the house and getting the coffee ready for the next morning. And just on a whim, I thought, you know what? I've got a smartphone here. By God, I want to see if I can tune in live, or, you know, relatively speaking, live to DMR. And before I knew it, boom, it was booming out of my headset on my smartphone. So, you know, I don't know why, I just thought that was pretty damn cool.
Well, you know, it's not unusual to have various types of internet radio. We're heard on a number of networks such as Stitcher, where you download the app and you can play it, and GCN has apps for the Tech Night Out Live and the Paracast, and this is the way things work. So you wonder here how much business there is for satellite radio, although they're doing fairly well. I think they have like 19 or 20 million people. But a lot of the subscribers are free for a while. Like, for example, you buy a new car. So for the first 3 months, 6 months, or a year, you get Sirius XM free. And then after that...
Who can afford to buy a new car?
Well, there you go.
I can't.
Well, obviously, they're selling like 15 million cars a year in the U.S. now, so...
Do you know what I'm driving?
No, I don't.
I am driving a 20-year-old Jeep Cherokee that has 188,000 miles on it.
You know, it's just breaking in, 188,000. I mean,
still cruising along.
They've got Hondas now where they have a million miles on them and they keep going. So it's, some of these cars just last forever. It's not like the old days. I remember in the old days, more years ago than I can count, where I had a Toyota. And that Toyota, 60, 70,000 miles, you needed engine work. An original Mazda with the rotary Wankel engine, 60, 70,000 miles, you needed engine work. Let's move to another subject here. Okay? And this is MUFON LA splits off from the national organization. Now, we understand, if we go back through history, that MUFON itself was basically started as part of APRO, and then they became an independent organization. So this sort of thing happens.
Let's tell it the way it really happened.
Okay.
Andrus stole a bunch of files from Jim and Coral Lorenzen and started MUFON. And until the day that Coral Lorenzen died, Coral would not have urinated on Walt if he self-combusted.
We've heard that joke recycled. And by the way, Coral Lorenzen hated me. You know that. She absolutely hated me. And I met her once or twice at a UFO convention in maybe the 70s or 80s. Whatever. Jim Lorenzen was a sweetheart. Really nice guy. Coral Lorenzen was a crusty woman who hated me for some reason.
Never found out why, huh?
I kind of know. And what happened is, as a teenager, I accidentally, in a tiny magazine with maybe 100 circulation, reprinted a photo from Fate magazine. And that photo of Lonnie Zamora of the Socorro, New Mexico sighting was apparently originally taken by Jim and Coral Lorenzen, and therefore they claimed ownership of the photo, although I claimed fair use. And they said, send me $100. I said, are you kidding? You've got to be kidding. And I asserted fair use and quoted the fact that you can reproduce aspects of a published article and the material around it if you give proper acknowledgement, which I think we did. But she remembered this 15 years later. This happened when I was a teenager. Well, she remembered 15 years later. She says, oh, you're the guy who published that photo without permission. I want to talk to you.
For what it's worth, and I never met the lady and never spoke to her, but
feel lucky.
I've talked to a lot of people that did know her, and that about sounds like what I've been told. So
But APRO did some really good work. Okay, so what happens here is that Walt Andrus, who was the founder of MUFON, he borrowed or basically took without permission, whatever interpretation. He stole it, okay. He took this stuff from APRO, and then what happened?
Well, he used that as a seedbed to start soliciting members for MUFON. Now,
this isn't unusual, by the way. People start businesses like that all over the place. You steal a list of contacts from someone. You're selling for a company. You take the names. You start your own company. I used to work for a pre-press outfit in the 1980s where that's how the company began. This woman was working for a printer, and she took down the names of the clients. And one day she called them and said, I'm starting my own pre-press service. And she put the other company out of business, by the way.
Walt was quite a character. He's still with us. Although he stepped down years ago as the international director of MUFON. But I had my very first encounter with Walt Andrus took place in July of 1988 down in Las Vegas, Nevada. Or was that 80? I guess it was 89.
After all these years, the memory fades. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. That was quite a memorable conference with Bill Maher doing his mea culpa and all that.
Yeah. That was 89. And John Lear, who was then the state director for MUFON and the person hosting this event, had invited me and a couple of other people to come down and give a Sunday presentation, which caused massive heartburn among the MUFON board. And
Before we give anyone else heartburn, especially our sponsors, we don't want them to have heartburn unless they have something to sell you that cures it. We have Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris. You're in
Alka-Seltzer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? you can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
By the way, Alka-Seltzer did not pay us for that. Understand that. We have Chris and Jean with Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show, the once and only, the original.
Substitute.
You're telling the story, 1989, a Sunday session, MUFON.
Right. So I'm checking into the hotel, and I was standing there. I had my luggage. I had my laptop computer. Believe it or not, we had laptop computers back in those days.
You had a Macintosh portable, which weighed about 30 pounds or something, and I think it was like $5,000.
Yeah. Well, this was an IBM clone. It was a nice little, I mean, you know, for jotting stories. You couldn't go online with it, but hey, there was nowhere to go online unless you were paying at least $6.40 an hour on CompuServe.
Well, I paid $4 an hour for AOL, so there you go.
Well, that was later. This was before AOL.
This was 1989. AOL was around then.
Well, nobody knew about it. But
thank you. I resemble that remark.
At any rate, this I'm standing there checking in, and this short little older guy walks up to me. And I wasn't sure who he was, and he introduced himself. He said, "Ha, are you Don Ecker?" "Yeah." "Well, I'm Walt Andrus." "Oh, well, nice to meet you, Walt. How you doing?" "I just want to tell you that if you speak at the Sunday conference that John Lear is putting on, you'll never speak at another MUFON conference." And I looked at him, and I, "Oh, okay." And that's not the way to approach me, okay?
Because what you basically did then was probably commit you to speaking at every conference till the rest of time.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess they really came unglued on Lear. And, of course, I didn't know Lear very well then. And he seemed under an inordinate amount of strain at the time. But they ultimately caused John Lear to lose his temper. And he said, "Fine." He said, "You don't want me speaking at my own conference that I am putting on? Well, I've already made arrangements to move the conference down the street to another venue." And had Lear had done that, MUFON would have lost their conference. As it was, when I spoke and I went out there, it was actually the largest audience, and it was really my first one. It was the largest audience I ever had. There were between 800 and 900 people in that auditorium when I gave my talk. And what I was talking about was the research that I was then up to my eyebrows in on the human mutilation investigation I was conducting, which I did. I spent almost 3 years trying to break through that. But yeah, there were some very, very upset people at MUFON. But you know, at the time, because I had joined the organization, I was a state section director for MUFON. I was living in Idaho at the time, and there was a phenomenon with those guys at the MUFON headquarters, and the phenomenon was, we would send all these reports in, and nothing, and I do mean nothing, ever came out.
That seems to be something that still happens.
And the state director for the state of Idaho tried to get Andrus and those people to release their membership rolls, because at the time, this guy, his name was Don Mason, wanted to do something which actually would have benefited the organization as a whole. And MUFON refused to give him any aid or assistance whatsoever.
Now, I understand sometimes you don't want to give out your membership list because, you know, there's the fear that people might get spammed or something. It's also a matter of privacy. But I assume if you have privacy requirements that you agree to, online or however you join MUFON, you know, then they can do anything they want. But if they want to keep their membership a secret, I could understand that. I sympathize with that. I'd rather, though, you focus on what's happening now.
Well, what is happening now? Apparently, now, I know two of the primary people that have been instrumental in keeping the LA MUFON organization a very viable organization for the last 10, 15 years. We had a working relationship with these guys, and also ladies, at UFO Magazine. But apparently they had and who shall currently remain nameless. I know who it is. I knew the person that came in and took over, but she arbitrarily gave everybody the boot. Now, I have been trying to get these two fellows, Steve Morello and Wolf McCarran, on my show to discuss this. And so far, I've been unsuccessful. But it's been a bone of contention. And from what I understand now, and these guys had been the people responsible for videotaping and audio taping. They would have speakers come in every month. They would video and audio tape them, make these recordings available for the public to buy, to purchase, which really kept their coffers going. And now it's my understanding that the LA MUFON organization is, if not dead, it's on very, very serious life support.
Now, what I had heard, the story that went around, and we discussed it in our forums, is that they were splintering off from the national organization and setting up their own group, which would supposedly concentrate on a wider range of paranormal-related subjects. It wouldn't just be UFOs. It would cover a whole bunch of things. That's something they're entitled to do.
Well, they always did.
So what was the point of this at all?
I think it was, and I'm only speculating because I don't know for absolutely sure, but I think it was just a power play. Hey, I'm the person in charge now, and by God, you'll do what I want you to do. And that just didn't work. And now they're stuck with their decision. So the bottom line, and there was not always a good vibe between National MUFON and LA MUFON anyway. They had their little politicking that went on. And hey, I got to tell you this up front, you know, in perfect disclosure, I've got nothing to do with either of those organizations. Over the years, I spoke maybe two, perhaps three times at the LA MUFON in all the years that we've been out here. And as a matter of fact, they never even invited Vicky down to give an address.
Yeah, and you're just up and over the hill from them. They're in what, Studio City, right? And you're down the road, just a short distance.
Right, right. And you know that's one thing that I've got to be and I'm speaking from not only the perspective of being her husband, but here was somebody that not only saw the idea of a UFO publication in her mind, but then she went ahead and made it into reality. And over the years, she's basically been ignored. And, you know, back in 2006, when both of us finally ended up bailing out of that morass, you know, she basically was just fed up with it like I was. So it's one of those things that, is unfortunate, but that's life, I guess.
Well, of course, the UFO magazine, after you gave it up, has been barely on life support. I think they came out with like one issue after a whole year. So I don't know what's going on with them.
I have a question for Don. I guess the latest scuttlebutt is that Jan Harsin, who I think was the California State Director for MUFON and longtime revolving head of Orange County MUFON, didn't this L.A. MUFON sort of splintering off happen right when Jan was kind of touted behind the scenes as the next director?
You know, I honestly do not know, Chris.
Jan is going to be the head of International MUFON now, according to what I've read.
We're catching up with our old friend, Don Ecker of Dark Matters Radio, Accept No Substitutes. With Gene and Chris, Accept No Substitutes, because you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.